USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the nation regarding the partial government shutdown.
I am very proud to announce today that we have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government. In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly.
The U.S. State Department is ordering all non-emergency employees to leave Venezuela. This after President Nicolas Maduro ordered all diplomats out of the country. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida addresses the situation.
If any harm should come to these diplomats from the United States, I want everybody to know that the consequences, I believe, from this administration that they'll impose will be swift and they'll be decisive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get that down.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone says he's been falsely accused in connection with the Robert Mueller probe. Stone spoke outside a federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation. I am troubled by the political motivations of the prosecutors.
Joy and relief in Craven County, North Carolina, after a missing toddler is found. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
There was a desperate search for 3-year-old Casey Hathaway after he went missing from his grandmother's yard on Tuesday afternoon. That night, it went below freezing in that part of North Carolina. Then on Thursday evening, he was finally found alive and well. His mother, Brittany Hathaway, thanked the public for their continuing search efforts and also said that little Casey was fine.
He's up and talking. He's already asked to watch Netflix, so he's good. He is good.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many conservatives are using what is going on down in Venezuela as proof that socialism doesn't work. Although we are hearing folks like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders both pushing for socialism and redistribution of wealth. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson tells Fox News, "We never know how much is enough, though, when it comes to taking your money."
You know, I always get tickled when I hear them say, you know, the rich need to pay their fair share. But they will never answer the question, what is their fair share? You know, the top 1% pays 37% of the taxes. So is that fair? Should they be? Are they saying that they should only be paying 1%? You know, what are they saying? But they will never give you the answer to that. But we need to, you know, this is the last place on earth where we should have, you know, people fighting each other on an economic basis. This is the country where, you know, our rich industrialists and oil people, you know, and instead of just hoarding money like they did in Europe, what did they do? They built factories and textile mills and seaports and all the mechanisms that allowed us to develop the most powerful and dynamic middle class the world has ever seen. People need to wake up. They need to look at history. They need to stop allowing themselves to be driven by hatred and envy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.